The delicate balance between sun, water, and ice hugely impacts life on planet Earth, hence growing concerns over global warming and a concentrated effort by scientists to accelerate polar research. This year, there was documented evidence of significant melting at both poles, and the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, and others confirmed the Earth has warmed nearly 2 degrees since 1900. That may not sound like much, but warming temperatures fuel extreme weather patterns, and a recent study suggests continued global warming could raise sea levels several meters by the end of the century. The poles are strange, beautiful places where the sun moves sideways, nights last for months, and bone-chilling winds scar the landscape. The North Pole is an ice sheet floating on the Arctic Ocean, a volatile terrain inhabited by fascinating creatures above and below the ice. The colder South Pole sits atop the massive frozen continent of Antarctica. The southern ice sheet is over 2,200 meters thick on average. That amounts to 90% of the world's ice, 70% of its fresh water. Beneath these frigid waters, researchers find a world teeming with life. Scientist Dale Anderson.
Most of this area has never been explored or seen with human eyes. The surprising thing for me was just to find the great diversity of life that we find under the ice.
Life such as fish with a natural antifreeze that keeps their blood from freezing, and huge jellyfish with tentacles 15 meters long. Along the seafloor, a silent, eerie forest, thick with microscopic life. Researcher George Simmons.
Upon landing on the bottom, I realized that the entire bottom quaked around me, much like landing on a big bowl of jello.
These microbial mats that we see in the lakes in the Antarctic may resemble communities that could have lived on Mars billions of years ago.
Scientists say these icy polar waters have much to teach about the mysteries of life on our world, and perhaps on distant worlds as well. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。